It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. And last week, we discussed a report commissioned by the Army Corps of Engineers, which stated that the hurricane protection system it built in New Orleans was incomplete and inconsistent. The Corps accepted the blame for much of the flooding after Hurricane Katrina. Charles in Raleigh, North Carolina, wondered why private contractors were not included in the repair and rebuilding process after Katrina. He wrote, "This would not only bring jobs and money into the area to bring it back faster, but there is more accountability with a private contractor, considering that they would be fined if the work is not performed properly and in a timely manner." Last week, the Senate voted down an amendment that would ban same-sex marriages. Christine in Tempe, Arizona, complained about the religious tone of the debate. "We're saying that God defines marriage as a relationship between one man and one woman," she wrote, "but we allow divorce on demand and weddings performed by Elvis and drive-thrus underwater, etc. It seems profoundly unreligious. The point being that if you're straight, you can be married anywhere, religious or secular. But if you're gay, suddenly religion is the guiding authority, and it would be a sin for you to participate in such a holy event." On the other hand, Kelly Nyman, a listener in Michigan, asked, "Why push for gay marriage instead of civil unions?" By creating a civil union legislation, she wrote, "gay and lesbian partners can legally cohabitate, receive benefits such as Social Security and health care, visit the hospital, etc. Once gay couples obtain marriage, then they have a higher legal status than heterosexual couples who are cohabitating but not yet married. This seems inappropriate in many ways," she concludes. "Marriage is, by definition, throughout history and across cultures, a heterosexual institution." The World Cup kicked off last week, and that has got us to thinking about the sometimes twisted psychology of sports fanatics. Greg emailed during our discussion and said he's a huge Dallas Mavericks fan in Chico, California. "Sometimes," he wrote, "I stop and ask, why all the fuss? Why not finally pick up that book by Victor Hugo I wanted to finish? And before I formulate my answer, I start thinking of how in the world Dirk Nowitzki pulled off that three-point play to help defeat our rival San Antonio Spurs. I'm hooked. My wife and I are hoping that defeating Miami will make me sane again." Well, fortunately for Greg and his wife, that's the night Dallas won, 90-80. They're now up 2-0 in the finals, with Game 3 tonight. Yet another sports nut, Victoria Butler in Tallahassee, Florida, boasted, "I love Florida State Seminole football. My husband thinks I'm nuts. Because of me, we donate money to the program and have 6 season tickets. I tell him, honey, you have child support. I have FSU football." We also talked last week about a website called YouTube. That's YOUTUBE.com. It lets anybody with a camcorder and an internet connection post video clips for the world to watch online. Tim Smetana in Scottsdale, Arizona, emailed. He's a fan of good music and said, "Music fans of all types should be or are rejoicing around the globe. I'll sit for hours and watch footage from Miles and Coltrane jamming in black and white in the 50s to early King Crimson to clips of a very much alive Chris Whitley playing in Germany. I love it." If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Becky Villamas, Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Megan Moline, Odette Youssef, and Barry Hardiman. Miyu Akachi is our intern. I'll get that right next time, Miyu. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Paul Heltzel produces our web content. Gwen Uten directs the program. Sarah Handel is our production assistant. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. She gets engineering help from Linda Mack and Drew Reynolds. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Talk of the Nation's senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. The vice president of NPR News is Bill Marimo. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.